This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Now, new research shows that young men copy their father's masculinity. And Professor Michael Flood from Queensland University of Technology co-authored the research, joins us on the line. Michael, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you very much.
Michael, before we get into the research, masculinity is such a broad term. How do we define it?
Look, in a very open-ended way, at least for me, I use the term masculinity for the behaviours and characteristics that we expect of men or boys in any particular society or context. So they might be healthy, they might be unhealthy. So masculinity can be a good thing, can be a bad thing. It really depends on what those social expectations are.
What did your research find? Do we copy our fathers?
Look, we do indeed. So we collected data from young men, 15 to 20, and their fathers, or at least the adult men who lived in their households who in nearly all cases were their fathers. And we collected data from both those young men and their dads on their attitudes towards masculinity. We looked at their responses to 22 statements that involved, you know, statements like, I should be in charge, or I never ask for help, I enjoy taking risks, or my work is the most important part of my life. You know, so 22 statements. And what we found is a significant association. In other words, that adult men who had more traditional attitudes to masculinity themselves tended to have sons with more traditional attitudes, and vice versa. Adult men who had more, you know, kind of open or progressive or modern attitudes towards masculinity tended to have sons, again, with similarly progressive or kind of open-ended attitudes towards masculinity. And so, you know, people have assumed for a long time that fathers might pass on to their sons their expectations about being a man, but no one had actually done the research. And so this is one of the very first pieces of research to actually demonstrate that that is indeed the case.
The science is in. Now, we've all heard and many of us have seen the negative side of toxic masculinity. Is this also learnt from our fathers, or are there societal pressures or conforms that also contribute to it?
Look, good or bad, certainly the evidence is that young men learn their models of how to be a man, whether good or bad, from their dads. So if their dads are teaching them, you know, you should always be tough, you should never show emotion, you should never ask for help, well, their sons are more likely to pick that up. If their dads are teaching you should respect your mom, you should treat women with care, you know, you should be able to show emotion when times are tough. If they're offering them, you know, a different model of how to be a man, again, sons are more likely to show that. Now, of course, the kinds of, you know, the forms of masculinity that boys and men themselves adopt are shaped by their fathers, as this research demonstrates, but that's not all. They're also shaped by their peers, their mates. They're shaped by media and culture. They're shaped by mothers, by other people in their lives, by sport, by religion, by a host of other factors.
We're chatting with Professor Michael Flood from Queensland University of Technology about some new research that shows how young men copy their father's masculinity. Michael, are we progressing in terms of masculinity? Are young people, you know, more or less masculine than their fathers? Are we seeing a change, or is it just the same?
I mean, our research found a slight difference. So we scored people on their kind of position on these statements about masculinity from 0 to 100. And fathers scored about 44 and young men scored about 41. So there was a sort of 4 or 5% difference in young men's and older men's attitudes to masculinity, essentially with young men being slightly more conservative. Now, that doesn't mean that men in general are becoming more conservative in Australian society, because one thing we know is that young men are aged 15 to 20 sometimes actually have more conservative attitudes than older men, and that changes as they age, as they move into their 20s and start having, you know, stable long-term relationships with women, as they're exposed to education and so on at university. And so it's not the case that things are necessarily getting worse for young men. And if we look more generally at the data, there are positive and negative trends. Certainly among young men, we see growing support for gender equality, We see a breakdown of homophobia, of, you know, young men's fear and hostility towards gay and bisexual men. But we also see some backlash. We see some young men feeling like, you know, feminism's gone too far, women are now taking over, or indeed some young men really taking on some very regressive or toxic ideas fueled by the likes of Andrew Tate and other, I think, deeply sexist media influencers.
I'm just thinking many of us, I suppose, hide behind masculinity to mask, you know, our true selves. I know I did as a teenager when, you know, I wasn't out. Do we tend to maintain our version of masculinity to an extent as we age, or does it change along with us, like you mentioned before?
Look, what we see is both stability and change. So, for example, you know, a young man who's 16, who's, you know, really invested in a very traditional model of masculinity. He thinks he should be head of household. He thinks that women come second to men. He thinks that, you know, you've always got to be tough. That may not change radically over his life, but it might. You know, there's both stability and change, and he might go through a divorce or separation and start to rethink that model of how to be a man. Or he might end up with a bunch of mates at university or elsewhere that include men and women, where some of those ideas start to shift. So certainly, you know, personal change, social change can prompt, you know, real rethinks among men in terms of, you know, what we think about what it means to be a man.
If we look at your research and we look at, I suppose, this cycle of masculinity that we're in, you mentioned those numbers before from the father and their son, what do we need to do to break that cycle?
Well, one of the things this research tells us is that if we want to build healthier, more emotionally open, more expressive, more equitable ways of living among boys and young men, if we want to address what some people call toxic masculinity and the harm that involves for boys and men and those around them, one thing we're going to have to do is engage fathers, because this research tells us that fathers play an influential role in the kinds of men their sons and, you know, other boys and men want to be and end up being. And so that we need to bring fathers into the picture. And there is a growing body of work around the country and, in fact, around the world to foster what typically is called healthy or positive masculinity. And what I mean by that is obviously things like non-violence, but also respect, empathy, emotional intelligence, nurturance, and so on. In other words, to kind of open up gender roles for men and boys in the way that they've opened up to some extent for girls and women. And what this research tells us is that part of the work should be working with men so that we are positive role models for the sons and the other boys and young men in our lives.
Michael, fascinating conversation, and thank you so much for sharing the research with us on Joy Drive.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. That's Professor Michael Flood from Queensland University of Technology.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.